for the day trip to Kennedy. Anyway, they were going to sit on the state and we'll decide it later. So when the governor came back from Lima, Ohio, he was fairly tired and fairly unhappy. I think that getting things to pass now, I know Mrs. Reagan was unhappy with me, although it was worth it to give him the best possible speech. As the governor came in, he said, "I hope you don't have a lot of stuff for me for Aqua." No, sir, no. You've only got one page of local things. And I'm not sure they're popped off because I can always do tariff tests over the world or over the country. He popped off with one of these outrageous puns and said, "Oh, Governor, we know you're going to tire of this speech." Reagan groaned and, "Oh no," everybody went, "Oh no," and headed off. Things are heading. There ain't one enough of those puns. They were about 4 or 5 feet down the aisle, and I said, "Governor, that's the problem when you use retreads. You're pointing the mouse over." Everybody burst out and laughter. Remember it in class. The doctor just turned around and said, "That's very, very good," and laughing. He said, "That hurts too much, though." It's a very convivial poem. We did the rally, and Akron, which was very good at the airport, first time it's been on the 727. He was the biggest plane that ever landed at the airport. From there, he went on. He got on board the flying to Flint, Michigan. Then he laid the Flint. Table for a while. I was getting ready to carry the traditional horn. And now,
Dearborn, Emily. It was a quiet. I'd be leaving in about a half hour, 20 minutes to go to the airplane. I decided not to go in to the rally today, which I was going to be in Shane Park in Birmingham, Michigan, where President Ford was flying in, George Bush, for the American Reagan. That would have taken about 2.5 hours out of my day today, and I want to get back to the aircraft and get some work done. The big event this morning, we were meeting at 8:30 in Mike Beaver's suite. We started with the breakfast. Present were Mike Beaver, Stu Spencer, Jim Brady, Ben Mossiger, Tim Baker, Joe Kinzeri, Bob Keeter, the pollster, Martin Anderson, and myself. Issue number one was the debate. We discussed this around the table, or around the coffee table after breakfast. Stu Spencer chaired it. Getting everybody to a consensus in this meeting is that Reagan ought to debate. Baker started off, and give all the arguments for and against the debate. If he doesn't debate loses, then he'll forever wonder why he didn't. If he debates and he does debate and doesn't do well, and then loses, then he'll forever wonder why he did debate. And Peter reported on the poll that we were pretty much slightly ahead, though, that we weren't moving above the 41% range. We couldn't break that threshold for several weeks, so Carter's gaining on it substantially. Baker again summarized it as saying that there were advantages to debating. We get the national audience. He does well. It might help us win. The downside was that he might not do well at all. We'd lose. Peter gave the next set of views, although he tried not to. He rejected. He just said that we were not breaking through that threshold of 41, and that the debate might be the answer. Although he did say, you know, we can win without a debate. Mossiger came down in favor of a debate. Stu asked him his views. Marty Anderson thought we should debate. We should set 5 days aside to do it. Jim Brady is leaning towards debate. I argued that one, if we don't debate, we give Jimmy Carter an issue towards the end of the campaign, and that's better than not debating. Carter would be better off with us not debating because he has the issue instead of the debate. And he will pound us, and that an incumbent that a challenger does not have the choice against the incumbent to set the agenda on a debate that we must accept. We can't be saying we want a job and then be afraid to debate it. I said that would hurt us very much. I argued also that having a debate would help us stem off the October surprise. In other words, that we would have a forum with which to answer. Number three, that they could help us win, that our dialogue was better. So we discussed the issues back and forth. Stu Spencer ended up after about 30 minutes of this saying that, well, we've got everybody's views. He says we've got to keep in this room. It's very sensitive. We'll try to make the decision as soon as possible. We decided not to decide an answer today, but rather tomorrow morning, probably in New York. But the main thing is to get the jump on the issues because they're forcing us into a corner. There was no great passion in the meeting. I must say, it was very thoughtful. Obviously, everybody thought it out. They worried about diminishing John Anderson's support, but I've maintained that Anderson's support is gone anyway. Bob Peter confirmed this by saying already he's down to 7 or 8 points when you force him past the undecided voters. Although those 7 or 8, the bulk of those are Kennedy people. I really disagree with that point of view. I think that in the end, the Anderson vote is an anti-Carter vote, which is mainly the belongs to Reagan and not Jimmy Carter. So clearly, the debate decision will be reached very shortly. I'm inclined to think he's going to do it. All the evidence is on the side of having the debate. We'll fight over format. And again, I've argued that you can't fight that much, that the word challenge, we should do it on any term. They talked about challenging Carter to do it in the White House and doing it in the East Room. But I said again that don't do it. He's too comfortable in that setting. Plus, there's an awesome quality about it that could disorient Reagan. I said plus that Carter could just say, well, 48 steps from this room is where I make my key decisions. And we shouldn't let him have that opportunity. Again, it was a balanced meeting. The views being voiced by everybody in a very common logical way. And always with a great amount of confidence in Reagan's ability to handle the debate. He's the way he's handled himself in the campaign. Today, when they take out the governor and when they get the decisions from Arlington, which means Ed Meese, Bill Casey, Bill Timmons, and Dick Worthland. We're on to the Al Smith dinner in New York tonight. The governor is preparing himself. There are also chances that we'll give a half hour Cheney speech on peace. But if there is a debate, that'll be canceled immediately. If there is a debate, it'll probably be scheduled for something like October 27th or 28th, perhaps the 22nd. And that will determine the whole tone of the rest of the campaign. That meeting today on the debate took place in room 12, PH 12, which means penthouse, on the top floor of the Hyatt Regency here. And as I said, we were sitting around the coffee table in the middle of the room right after breakfast. It's 2 a.m. in the morning at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. Reagan to be Al Smith dinner tonight. President Carter was there as well. I listened. I was down in the man ball and listening to both speeches. Incidentally, this was the location where Nixon finally was announced as winning the presidency in 1968. Bill Gavin was with us downstairs today with a sense of deja vu. Lucky number four, so the light shows him. Ken Cole, Ron Walker, and Dick Moore, a lot of old people and old friends, had been at tonight at the 21. Jim Brady and George Batchel. Dick Moore just played us for a drink. So it was good. Interesting night. Backing up, we flew from Detroit to New York. Arriving in New York at around 5, maybe a little before, I guess. Had a little conflict with Joe Canzari, but that's not important enough to discuss now. Most interesting thing was getting here and having discussed on the plane with Jim Baker the statement we would want to put out regarding the debates. Drafted the statement, and then got to the Waldorf Astoria and met with Jim Baker's Stu Spencer, Jim Brady, to discuss what the statement should say. It read, in effect, that we wanted to challenge Carter to a debate. We'll announce it tomorrow morning at the press conference. Putting it on half sheets. The idea being, we want.